My friends, it is not just mystics that can see the souls in purgatory, but also animals are sensitive to them. Many of yours have had these experiences, dogs, cats, horses, and chickens. Today's mystic that we will be covering in this month tells us stories about this and also gives us other places where they talk about this reality. Yes, we will be covering the book, My Conversation with the Poor Souls. I will tell you who this mystic is, and you will hear much more from her in the month of December. And she has already introduced me to other mystics. One that the only way that you can find the book is in French. Praise God, I took French in high school and went to France several times so that I know it somewhat well. So that will give us even more material for more beautiful videos. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you want to join our Zoom Rosary, you can actually join through YouTube, but here is the Zoom ID. Also, if you would like to friend me on Facebook, simply look up Uniquely Mary. The benefit of this would be that I can message you directly about new videos that have come out, and we can help spread these videos to the larger community. So let's get into this. The author, Princess Eugenie von der Leyen, was born on May 15th, 1867 in Munich. Eugenie's nephew, Prince Erwin III Otto Philip, was married to Donna Nieves Rufo della Scaletta from the Borghese family in Rome. It was she who firmly believed in Eugenie's charism and who delivered the original of Eugenie's diary to Pope Pius XII. Eugenie spent most of her life at Wall Castle and also stayed at Unterdiessen Castle, which is only a few kilometers away. Adolf Hitler was imprisoned in Landsberg prison in 1924. While he was writing his programmatic book Mein Kampf in the Landsberg fortress, Eugenie von der Leyen led a life of mystical immersion in God, 10 kilometers to the south, and wrote her diary that Hitler eventually banned. In the family circle and in the village, Eugenie was called Eschi, the German form of Eugenie. She was a tall, stately woman, very pious and generous, a Christian through and through. She had a heart open to everyone and sacrificed for all. Eugenie often asked the souls why they came to her, and the answer was always, "The way to you is open." She had the talent of always giving the right gift, and she always had a smile for everyone. Eugenie von der Leyen had to lead a double life, which put a lot of mental strain on her, as you can see between the lines, again and again. Only the little hereditary prince Wolfram and the domestic animals have seen her apparitions, nobody else. And she couldn't talk to anyone about it except her spiritual leader. Eugenie von der Leyen had two spiritual sisters, the Blessed Crescentia from nearby Kaufbeuren and Maria Anna Lindmeier. Like Eugenie von der Leyen, Maria Anna Lindmeier also wrote a diary about her manifestations of poor souls, and this is the one that I bought. In the Third Reich, like the poems of Reinhold Schneider. Now, here is the small portion that speaks about animals, with some footnotes that give additional information. In the section referring to the murdered shepherd Fritz on June 21st, the horrid man was there for more than an hour in the night, constantly pacing back and forth. He has shaggy black hair and hideous eyes. Also saw the woman sitting in the chicken yard. She's getting friendlier, but doesn't answer. I look at them from the chicken coop for a long time and saw something strange. A cat was coming towards them. Suddenly, she made a frightened leap to the side. So she had noticed the woman. I'm very happy that at least one cat is watching with me. It is a fact that animals showed fear of places where mortal apparitions were found. Clearly established apparition in a parsonage is famous, where the dog avoided the top of a staircase on which an apparition had been seen several times. Otherwise, the dog would follow its master everywhere. The translator notes, where I was a parish priest for 22 years, noises were heard in the afternoon and at night. Only for a few short periods of time they ceased. One afternoon, I was in the kitchen with my nephew, and two cats were sleeping on the oven heater. It was about 9:30. There was a noise outside, and the kitchen door handle shook very hard. The two animals, almost flying, went very frightened towards the attic. Outside, there was nothing. It was no imagination. The American psychologist Robert Morris experimented with animals, a dog, a cat, a rattlesnake, and a rat by putting them in a haunted house right in the room where a homicide had been committed. As reported, the dog growled and left there, and it was impossible to convince him to go back in. The cat, in his turn, bristled his hair, and out of sheer fear, he nailed his nails to his master, who was carrying him in her arms while he looked at a specific point. As for the rattlesnake, he adopted an attack stance, aimed at the same part of the room that the cat had been looking at. Finally, only the rat was totally indifferent to that room. Maria Sima, the mystic who saw the purgative souls, was asked, "Are animals sensitive to the presence of the souls in purgatory?" To which she replied, "Yes, especially horses, dogs, and chickens. I know of many cases in which horses clearly refused to pass in front of buildings, where it was later discovered that the souls were demonstrating to attract attention in order to intercede for them." For his part, Father Gabriel Amorth, an exorcist from Rome, says that in a place with alleged manifestations of spirits, the behavior of domestic animals is important. It often happens that when we have the impression that someone is in our own room, the cat or the dog keeps its gaze fixed on a certain point, and they may perhaps flee in terror, as if that mysterious being were approaching them. I could narrate many interesting cases. For the moment, it is enough for me to say that, in my opinion, animals do not see anything in particular, but rather have a greater sensitivity than man to notice an eventual presence. The Bible, by the way, narrates a case of a donkey who was able to see a spiritual presence, but it was not terrifying, but an angel. It is narrated in the Book of Numbers. Balaam has been entrusted by the king of Moab with the task of cursing the Israelites. Balaam mounted his donkey to do the job, but an angel got in the way to hinder him, and the animal did not advance and left the road despite the blows that his master gave him. Finally, the donkey speaks to Balaam, and God opens Balaam's eyes, allowing him to see the angel. What's the takeaway from this particular point of the diary? Number one, if we can't see the souls in purgatory, it's for two reasons. Because of something wrong with us, sins, imperfections, being far from God, things that are not what God wills, or because God simply does not permit it. In other words, they are there whether you see them or not. And often perhaps little children, very holy people, and even animals can sense them. We should be a little bit insulted that the only animals, at least tested by that psychologist, that cannot sense the souls in purgatory are rats. What does that tell you about you and I? Maybe we need to grow in holiness just a little bit more. Thank you for joining me in today's video. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.